it's an unfortunate situation, yes. The students have done this. I guess they were demanding an apology or say so from the university, especially the administration. The administration of the university, and they can basically speak for themselves, but we met briefly, and they don't see themselves as being the cause of all this. They have been trying to get the students back to study, and then some more dialogue would happen. But what the students are saying, and this is another goalpost movement thing, they're saying we will only go back to class after the university says sorry to us. What will the university say sorry for? The university was never part of the original and the old situation that evolved over the last 7 months, 7 weeks, sorry. So the university has just been trying to allow the majority of the students to go back to class. And then we will try and organize a reconciliation. Reconciliation is not something that you just wake up one morning and say we want reconciliation. It has to go through a few weeks of dialogue and counseling, and we all need to be submissive in contrite spirit and effectively know that we also were wrong. Everybody was wrong. We've caused some problems, and we all need to say sorry. The university realizes that also, university administration. So we met yesterday again, and the chancellor and the police are working on it. But please, if we can start the class.
The students who are still agitating, is that like a big group or is it just a small group?
I think it's a small group of Nairobi students. The majority have had enough of this and they want to go back to class.
Minister Tabarin, what are your thoughts on the torching of the buses at the university and also the torching of a building earlier this morning?
The properties of the university should not be touched. The properties of government should never be. So this is a criminal case. So the university and the students and the security force in the university would have to try and deal with this. I think they know who did this. Just a matter of pinning them down and making sure they deal with them personally. But yes, the university and every property of the state in this country should never be touched. The education system in all of this in this country is suffering big time because there are students in the provinces that are being disturbed, classrooms being touched, teachers' houses being touched, and you know the warring tribes continue to fight into the school ground and just to try and please themselves or please whoever they have to touch a building, a classroom, or and it affects a whole lot of things. And now they've brought it to the university. It's a sad story.
Mr. Tabar, there are also students from neighboring countries like Vanuatu and Solomon Islands and other islands in the region. What's the situation with them?
Most of the students from Vanuatu and Solomon Islands, specifically, they've gone back. They've left the country. That's not good.